we're doing chapter 14 of Mishlei, Proverbs, verse Chavbet, or 22. Okay. So the verse says, don't the ones that think evil stray, and kindness and truth is good thoughts, or the thoughts of the good, or thinking good. Okay, so one question is that there is the act of chesed. It should talk about the act of chesed. Why does it talk about thinking of chesed? And two is, a chassid is used in Tehillim. It means that he's a person that his nature is kind, coming via his knowledge of God. So he truly loves people via his philosophy of God. But however, in Mishlei, chesed should be acts of chesed, because chesed, according to Tehillim, is where I think through the nature of the person and help the person according to his nature. Okay? That's a different type of chesed than the chesed that Mishlei would say. I mean, you should do acts of chesed, but thinking it through to that level, to do that level of chesed, that only comes via God. So here we're talking about thinking of chesed, which seems to be that type of chesed, where you think through the nature of the other person, but the truth is it shouldn't fit in Mishlei. It should be in Tehillim, or after you have knowledge of God. And another question is that truth should come before kindness. And when they're talking about truth, what do they mean by truth? I mean, truth is a very vague term. What do they mean by truth over here? And truth should come before kindness. The order seems to be out. And also it says, isn't it? Like it's a strange introduction. It should just say that the ones that think evil will stray. And the ones that think good is kindness and truth. But why does it say, isn't it? It's a funny thing. It's a funny introduction. Okay. It does not say in the pasuk that the ones that think evil will do bad or will have consequences. It says he'll stray. Okay? There are people that are not thinkers. That the pasuk is not talking about. But there are a lot of people that are thinkers. But however, since they have emotions, so the emotions cause the logic to stray. That's what it means, stray. It makes it to move over a little bit, takes a move towards the emotional desire. Okay? While the Chorshe Tov, the ones that think good, so they don't make this mistake. Why? Because they have kindness and truth. Okay? Okay. Now the question is, what does it mean by truth? Okay, the thing is like this. There is the training of the mind, but there's also developing your sense of reality. Your sense of reality, always, for most people in the world, your sense of reality attaches to your five senses, but it doesn't attach to your thinking. A person like Einstein, he naturally, his thinking attached naturally to his sense of reality, but he's a rarity. But most people don't. They need a certain training. Now, Gemara will train the mind, but it's not dealing with reality, so it won't help you develop your sense of reality. What you need to develop your sense of reality is to see consequences. Consequences is that you see in everyday life by going over consequences again and again and again. So after a while, your sense of reality sees that consequences really work. And it's not only in the five senses, but in the mind. So that's how you develop your sense of reality, through the ideas of Mishlei, or Proverbs, that that you see the consequences of your actions. That is what it means by emes. Now, the thing is like this, that if you only have truth, but the emotions could still affect your thinking process. Okay? Now, the mistake is that you project onto reality a certain emotion, okay? Which, in other words, you affect, your unconscious agenda affects the logic and makes you move. You have to protect yourself from that moving. Chesed means that I have to investigate other people to distinguish between where I'm projecting onto other people and where I'm analyzing other people objectively. The reason why we do with people, because that's the greatest time, the biggest time, the strongest, that you start projecting onto others. Because that's the way you get out your emotions. Practically all Lashon Hara is based on that, where you project onto others your emotions. Now, the thing is that, when, in other words, by chesed, I have to objectively look at the person's personality. That does not mean I undo my emotion, but what it does mean that I train my mind to distinguish between when I am projecting and when I'm really being objective. That is the purpose of thinking about others. It's not for the purpose of doing acts of chesed, because doing acts of chesed on that level, that the only thing that can motivate you is the will of God. Okay? So therefore, in Mishlei, the idea of chesed is the study of chesed, meaning study people, is to help you to constantly distinguish between when you're projecting onto a situation or where you are objectively working the situation. So when you make that distinction, so that you train your mind to constantly be aware of that, so that protects you. By the way, there are other psukim that talk about getting advisors. There are many benefits for advisors, but one of the benefits of advisors is also to check where you're straying. They're able to guard that too. So, but the thing is that you can do it on your own with this investigation of kindness. So therefore, the order really is that first you must train your mind, that's M, is to train your mind to see consequences. And then when you see consequences, then you want to prevent your emotions from affecting it. Then you have to work on the chesed as we defined it before, to distinguish between the objective and the projection.
Right.
Why do they write chesed first? Because that becomes the essence of stopping you from straying. In other words, emes is a positive act of training the mind, while chesed is to prevent the straying. And since the pasuk is talking about that those that think evil stray, so the chesed is the antidote to the straying. So therefore, the chesed is the essence, so therefore they write the chesed before emes, because the chesed is the essence of the verse. Okay, why the pasuk says hello, it means is it not, or in truth, the Ibn Ezra translates it in truth, why it introduces that, we don't have 100% answer, but we have a possibility. Two possibilities. One possibility is that all mistakes that come from thinking is where you stray. Okay, so it introduces it, isn't it? I mean, it's a truth, according to the Ibn Ezra. It's telling us that this is a truth and you should be aware of it. And two, also, it's very subtle. People think a thing through and they think they're 100% right, and they don't realize that the emotion has made them stray just a little bit, to take a slight step. They have no protection against it. So therefore, because that it can happen, it's so subtle that's why. So we're saying like the two possibilities. One, that it constantly happens this way. All thinking mistakes happen, that it moves, and two is that it strays, and two is that it is subtle, that people would not notice it. The people do not notice that they make this mistake. When they think a thing through, they think they have it all. They don't think in terms that the emotion is making them stray.